Last night's Kennedy Center Honors here in Washington celebrated artists who contributed to American culture. The performance honored Gladys Knight, Amy Grant, George Clooney, Tanya Leone, and U2. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
Seven-time Grammy winner Gladys Knight grew up in Georgia and started singing gospel as a little girl. The Pips was a family affair. The classic Gladys Knight and the Pips were her older brother Bubba and two cousins. Two of Gladys Knight's biggest fans are fellow honoree George Clooney and his wife, Amal. On Saturday night, the honorees attended a dinner at the State Department.
Gladys Knight got up and sang, and, you know, we were just a cappella started singing. You're just looking and going, this is, I mean, you know, this, the only thing was that was terrible was I had to follow it. So there's 300 people in the room going, this is transcendent, and I'm like going, this is horrible.
Clooney might not have Gladys Knight's musical chops, but he got plenty of praise. Don Cheadle talked about his philanthropy. Julia Roberts called him a Renaissance man. And Matt Damon ribbed him.
I know a lot of people think you have movie star looks, but let's be honest, it takes a village to style a star into being People Magazine's sexiest man alive. I've been there. Those experts can transform anyone.
President Biden, the First Lady, Vice President Harris, and the Second Gentleman attended the gala. Honoree Tanya Leone is a composer and conductor who also co-founded the Dance Theater of Harlem. Members of the company danced to one of her compositions, performed by pianist Chloe Flower. In 1967, Leone was one of some 300,000 refugees who left Cuba on the so-called freedom flights. At the State Department dinner, Leone talked about calling up her ancestors when she creates.
If I'm going to conduct a concert, I said, hey, you better come with me because this is difficult. If I'm going to write a piece, I call my ancestors and said, you better help me because, I mean, the deadline is in 2 weeks.
Amy Grant is the first Christian pop singer to receive a Kennedy Center honor. CeCe and B.B. Winans, along with the Howard Gospel Choir, performed a medley of Grant's songs.
Just to sing a new song your heart learned to sing when he provided life to you. The life was born and so much song
you gotta sing again. The song born in your soul.
Singer-songwriter Brandi Carlile said one of the things she admires about Grant is how inclusive she is.
The way that she's come out in support of LGBTQIA people, specifically me, it can't have been easy for her. You know, she has had to have taken a bit of heat from her evangelical fans and followers, and I have so much respect for her constantly pushing the boundaries of other people's capacity to love.
Many of the honorees use their art to advocate for social justice, and that is very much the case with the Irish band U2, said actor Sean Penn.
Bono has often said that being famous is nonsense, celebrity is nonsense, but it is currency. And the band has spent its currency to show the usefulness of art in the world.
Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam performed U2's hit, One.
If you come here for forgiveness, if you come to raise the dead, if you come here to play Jesus, to the lepers in your head.
The Kennedy Center Honors airs on CBS and streams on Paramount Plus on December 28th. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.